The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now we'll listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Osama Al-Attar.
If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq tonight, inshallah, we'll discuss these couple of verses from Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives five attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabi. Allah is calling him as what? Nabi, a prophet. Here the prophethood is given to Rasulullah before the creation of this world. If you read the Quran carefully, brothers and sisters, if you read the Quran carefully, when Iblis refused to do sujood to Adam, Allah asks him, why did you refuse to do sujood to Adam? On what basis? And Allah gives him two things. Astakbarta am kunta minal alin. Are you arrogant? Are you being arrogant? Istikbar? Or are you among those who are elevated? Those who are what? Elevated. It means there were those who were elevated who did not have to do sujood to Adam alayhi salam. So Allah is asking him, are you either being arrogant or are you among those who are elevated? The question is, who are those who were elevated, who did not have to do sujood to Adam, who were exempt from the sujood to Adam? In a hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi tells to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud one day walks on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in his house. He says, Ya Rasulullah, teach me the religion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, go into this room and learn from what's inside it. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud goes into the room. He finds Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi alayhi is praying. And in the sujood, Imam Ali salamullah alayhi says, Ilahi, bihaqqi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alih, illa ma ghafarta li shi'ati. I ask you by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alih, the Prophet of Allah, that you forgive my who? Shi'a. Okay. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, I came out of the room. And then I saw the Prophet praying. I saw the Prophet praying. So I waited. In the sujood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi saying, O Allah, I ask you by Ali ibn Abi Talib that you forgive the sinners of my ummah. That, upon hearing this, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud got shocked. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi finished the salat and he turned to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He said, Ya ibn Mas'ud, akufran ba'da iman? Are you reverting back? You're becoming a kafir? You're doubting? He said, No, Ya Rasulullah. But I was shocked to hear you calling the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib, asking Allah by Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now Imam Ali asks by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, that's okay. But you're asking by Ali ibn Abi Talib. That one is what shocked me. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi explained to him. He said to him, Ya Abdullah, Ya ibn Mas'ud. He said, Allah created my nur and the nur of Ali ibn Abi Talib and the nur of Al-Hasan wal-Husayn wa Fatima salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayha among the first of the creation, before creating anything else. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And if anybody wants the reference, this hadith is mentioned by Sayyid Ja'far Murtada al-Amili in his book As-Sahih min Sirat al-Imam al-Husayn salamullahi alayhi, volume 1. It's in Arabic, but I'm giving you the reference. There he lists all the references for the hadith. All the references are mentioned there. So, who were those who were created before even the creation was made? Who were those who were exempt? Who were al-aliin? They were the anwar, the nur of Muhammad, wa Ali, wa Fatima, wa al-Hasan, wa al-Husayn. Sallu ala Muhammad. Allahu salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So when Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Prophet, He's referring to him as a prophet from even before this creation. He's a prophet before this creation, not just near in this creation. Even before, he's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. Ya ayyuhan nabi. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives five attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Inna arsalnaka. We sent you. Allah sends. Okay, what is it? First, shahidan. Shahid means witness. What is he witnessing? First of all, he is witnessing the deeds of all of his ummah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa qul i'malu fasayara Allah amalakum wa rasuluhu wal mu'minun. Perform your deeds. Allah is seeing your deeds. And who else? Wa rasuluhu. Who is rasuluhu? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He is watching. And al-mu'minun, the believers. In the Shi'i school of thought, we believe the believers are the Al of Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim ajma'in. Ahlul Bayt. One day, Abu Basir, who was one of the companions of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Abu Basir, and he was blind. He used to be in Kufa. He used to teach a lady in Kufa, and Abu Basir is one of the ulama, by the way. He's one of the good companions of the Imam, one of the ulama. Abu Basir was teaching a lady Quran in Masjid al-Kufa, in a public place. And he's a blind man. He's teaching her what? Quran. One day, he jokes with her. He jokes with her. After some time, he travels to Medina to visit al-Imam al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. After the salam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam asks him, he tells him, Ya Aba Basir, what happened between you and the lady that you teach Quran in Masjid al-Kufa? Abu Basir says, when the Imam asked me, I felt like I wanted the earth to swallow me. I was so embarrassed. Now, pay attention to this, brothers and sisters, especially the youngsters here. Pay attention to this. Okay. Look at how important it is to follow the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Basir was a blind man. He was teaching Quran in the masjid, in a public place, not like in a private place. He joked a little with this lady, but she was not a mahram. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam told him, don't go back to doing that again. Don't do it again. You see how important it is to abide by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and my sisters, whenever Allah tells us salat, siyam, taking care of others, pay attention to this. Don't wait for your parents to tell you 10 times, go pray, go pray, go pray, until you go pray. Be proactive. You tell your parents, it is time for salat. Let's go pray. You wake up your parents for salatul fajr, instead of them waking you up for salatul fajr. And don't think that, oh, just this little thing, it's okay, dad, mom, I'm okay. And even us, this little thing, everything counts in the eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and the eyes of Allah. Here, Abu Basir, you know how many times we joke with people and we think it's fine, especially the opposite gender, and we think it's fine and we talk, and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam told Abu Basir, don't go back to doing this again. Don't. How did Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam know? وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. Say, perform your actions. Allah is seeing His Messenger and the Mu'mineen, means the Ahlul Bayt. Allah reveals to them everything. Everything is revealed to them. Today, we have cameras, so it's easy for us to understand this concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them everything. So they are able to see. Then he is shahid over all our actions. This is also evidence, brothers and sisters, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, while he might be away from us in his body, but how could he be a witness if he's dead and he's not observing us? Correct? Shahidan. He's seeing all our deeds, which means he's monitoring our deeds, even now, until the day of judgment.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.